Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 9th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper and its new upcoming heavy-duty USB-C hubs. At CES last year, TiVo teased that it would release an Apple TV application for the first time sometime in 2019, but ultimately that never came to fruition. At CES 2020, TiVo executives are telling a different story, and it's not good news for Apple TV owners. TiVo's primary focus at CES this year is its new TiVo Stream 4K, which is an Android TV-powered dongle that ditches DVR in favor of streaming content. In an interview at the show this week, TiVo executive Ted Malone said that the company's new focus on streaming video means other things are taking a back seat. When asked about the lack of news around the TiVo apps for Apple TV and Roku, Malone said that currently the plans for those apps are, quote, in limbo. Why is that the case? For one, Malone said that an app for the Apple TV is unlikely to move the needle too much for TiVo's overall business. So therefore, the company needs to focus on more lucrative areas. The TiVo app for Apple TV was pitched as a way to view live and recorded TiVo content without buying new hardware for every TV. But Malone also said that TiVo has faced technical problems in achieving that functionality due to how it would have to transcode the video before sending it to the Apple TVs. Since I wrote about TiVo's promise of an Apple TV app last year, I've received a lot of questions about the fate of the app. So while this isn't likely the news TiVo users were hoping for, it's better than the silence we were getting up until now, and it's better than news that the app has been canceled altogether. In other news, Apple CEO Tim Cook is set to meet the Prime Minister of Ireland this month as the country celebrates 40 years of Apple's presence and investment. As part of the celebration, Cook will receive an award on January 20th in Dublin, centered on celebrating Apple's continued investment in Ireland. Apple's company relationship with Ireland has been criticized in recent years and characterized as a tax haven. In 2016, the European Commission declared that Apple's tax arrangement with Ireland was illegal, and it ordered Apple to pay back 13 billion euros in back taxes. Both Apple and Ireland are appealing that judgment, but it's a lengthy court process, and the two seemingly don't want that to get in the way of their celebrations. Despite the tax controversies, Apple has had facilities in Ireland for 40 years, and in addition to offices for AppleCare support centers, Apple actually has a factory in Ireland that produces iMacs. In fact, in the 1980s through the early 2000s, Apple's Irish Mac manufacturing represented a pretty large chunk of its worldwide sales. As Apple's business has changed and the iPhone has taken over, it has continued to increase its investment in Ireland, but that growth has been disproportionate to the overall scale of its business. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Hyper is 9 to 5 Mac's official CES coverage sponsor, so if you're in Las Vegas for the show, be sure to stop by the Hyper booth to learn more about the company's latest USB-C hubs and much more. At CES 2020, Hyper is teasing its latest HyperDrive USB-C hubs, which feature a heavy-duty design suited for facing the elements. You can get an exclusive sneak peek at the new heavy-duty Hyper USB-C hubs at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Hyper for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily and being our official CES coverage sponsor. And rounding out today, we have even more coverage from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. We have announced our annual 9 to 5 Mac Best of CES 2020 Awards, focusing on the best tech we saw at the show this week. For the best Mac accessory, we gave Line Dock the award. Line Dock is an all-in-one USB-C dock, battery, and storage solution. It was released for the 13-inch MacBook Pro last year, and the newest version for the 15-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro features 10 different ports, as well as a built-in battery and SSD storage of up to 2 terabytes that also happens to be user-upgradable. For the Best HomeKit Technology Award, we gave it to Abode, which is a popular do-it-yourself security company. At CES 2020, Abode unveiled a new indoor and outdoor smart camera that can either be used as a standalone or as part of a full home security system. In either implementation, there is full support for HomeKit. Of course, there were plenty of new HomeKit accessories at CES 2020 this year, so picking that award was particularly challenging. You can find the full 9to5Mac Best of CES Awards at the link in the show notes below. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a piece from Benjamin Mayo where he walks through the last 10 years of Apple news, focusing on the announcements and stories that defined Apple during the 2010s. Meanwhile, Zach Hall has also shared an incredible look at covering a rocket launch from NASA using the iPhone 11 Pro. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.